You may be seated, and if you would, turn your Bibles to the Old Testament, to the book of Joshua, chapter 5. I want to talk to you this morning about the journey to the promised land. We're all born again as babes in Christ. And just because you're not where someone else is, I want to encourage you today with this message, because there is a journey into the promised land. And as we grow in grace and knowledge and our mind is renewed by the Spirit, we become stronger in the Lord and in the power of His might. If you're going to be everything in God that He has purposed for your life, then you'll have to allow the surgical tool of the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, to cut away some flesh. The flesh, it will deceive you. Sometimes when you're cutting away the flesh, that means that you're cutting people loose. Sometimes you got to cut the past loose. Sometimes you got to cut some old habits loose. Sometimes you got to cut some old attitudes and mindsets loose. There comes a time in life when you have to know who you are in Christ Jesus. If you don't know who you are in Christ, you'll be tossed to and fro by the whims, the opinions of people, by the storms of life, and by the devil himself. People's opinions about you can change. Their opinions are like the wind. But when you find out who you are in God, that's when you find stability in God. And the more knowledge you obtain of God, the more you realize who you are, why you are here, and what your purpose in life is, the more you realize that, the more stability will come into your life. You'll become strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The less you know about God, the more confused you will become, and the more you will lose your way through the wilderness of life. So the key to knowing who you are is to know who God is and to know who you are in God. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, God living inside of us. And when God gave us the Holy Spirit, He gave us Himself. He gave us Himself in the person of Christ, but the entire Godhead lives inside of you. You have omnipotence inside of you, and you can do things that the world could never accomplish, not because of your gifts and abilities, but because of who you are in God. We're reading this morning from Joshua chapter 5. The children of Israel, they had come out of Egyptian bondage. They've crossed the Red Sea, and they have wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Now they've crossed the Jordan River. They've entered the Promised Land, and they're camped in a place called Gilgal on the east coast of Jericho. God wants you to know who you are so He can take you to the place that is flowing with His blessings. Joshua 5, verse 5. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. To all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed. Why were they consumed? Why did they die? Here it is. Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. So they died in the wilderness. They obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that He would show them the land, which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that He would give us a land flowing with milk and honey. Because of their disobedience, these men of war that came out of Egyptian bondage, they died in the wilderness. They never entered the promised land. Verse 7, and their children whom He raised up in their stead, then Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not been circumcised by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, they abode in that place in the camp till they were made whole. In other words, once you get the flesh cut away, God will heal you. God will give you miracles. God will do things in your life because you're on a journey into the promised land. Now look at Joshua 5 and 9. The Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you. The devil will try to condemn you. But there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So if you're on your journey to the promised land and you're doing the best you can, then you're not under condemnation. But you cannot disobey God once the light of the Word of God comes to you. You have to embrace it and let God do His work in your life. If you want everything God has purposed, and if you want to possess the promised land. Joshua 5 and 9 again. And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the approach of Egypt from off of you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. Now I want you to look at one verse of scripture with me in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. And this will all come together later. I promise you. For all the promises of God in him in Christ Jesus, they're yea. And in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, all the promises of God for those who are in Christ Jesus are yes. And when we say amen, let it be, that brings glory to God. You may not have gotten there yet, but if you'll be persistent and if you will obey God, you're on your way into the promised land. My subject this morning, the journey to the promised land. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Holy Ghost, take these thoughts you've given me. Lord, let them find lodging in the hearts of your people. Let me preach your gospel, Lord, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. I realize I am nothing in myself, but I also know I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And Lord, I ask you to work with me, work through me with signs and wonders following. Give us a listening ear. And the church said in Jesus' name, amen. Moses was chosen by God to lead his people out of Egyptian bondage. The name Moses in the Hebrew, it means drawn out. He was drawn out of the Nile River. And he would eventually be used by God to draw Israel out of Egyptian bondage. That was his assignment. Moses led them out. Moses passed through the Red Sea. Moses gave them a vision of faith. Moses told them about a land flowing with milk and honey. Moses led them out. Now I want you to listen very carefully here. Moses brought them out, and look at what God told Moses to tell the children of Israel about his great power. Look at Exodus 19:14. God said, tell them, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you out on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. I love that. The Bible says he brought them out on eagle's wings. He didn't just bring them out. Eagle's wings means that it was swift. In other words, when God decides to turn things around and bring you out, God can do it swiftly. Your deliverance can be so swift that people say, I don't know how that happened. I know them. I know who they are. I know where they came from. How in the world did that happen to that person? I can tell you how it happened. I can tell you how he brought them out. It was the blood that brought them out. He said, put the blood over the doorpost, and when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and my blessings will start flowing your way because of the blood. And the power of the blood, my friends, it cannot be put in a test tube. And people say it's going to take this long for you to get healed, or it's going to take this long for you to get off of drugs, or it's going to take this long for you to get your deliverance. God can bring you out swiftly on eagle's wings. It was the blood of Jesus that brought them out. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. No other fount I know. Praise God. Nothing, 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 nothing but the blood of Jesus. And when the blood comes and when the anointing comes, God can put eagle's wings on you And he can bring you out swiftly. Hallelujah. He can give you some suddenness. I like the sudden miracles of God. But I also know, praise God, he'll bring me out if I'll just keep calling on the name of Jesus. That's the power of the blood. And the blood will bring you out. And the blood will deliver you. And the blood will change you when nothing else can. Oh, precious is the flow. Thank God for the blood. Go on and praise him for the power of Calvary's blood. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, we're in a battle, and the devil, he'll say, there's no hope. Just live in despair. Just stay right where you are. There are all kind of people that'll tell you to stay right where you are. But God says, no, I'm not going to leave you where you are. I'm going to bring you out. And if you look to me, I'll bring you out on eagle's wings. Hallelujah. See, if you believe God, he has the ability to bring a swift deliverance and a swift change into your life. But here's what happened. They got out of Egypt, but Egypt had not gotten out of them. And every time something happens, their point of reference, it went back to Egypt, back to where they were. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so even though they were physically out of Egypt, if you're thinking that way, then that's where you are. You're still in Egypt. Until it gets out of your mind, you're not out yet. I preached a sermon Wednesday night, and that's what birthed this thing in my spirit, man. It was about preparing your mind for miracles. And the way you prepare your mind for miracles is by renewing your mind with the word of God. I want you to look at what the apostle Paul, he says, put off the old man, his deceitful lust, put him off with all his old ways and all those habits and all those things that have held you and kept you from the purpose of God. Put all that away and put on the new man. The greatest put on I've ever heard. Put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. Hallelujah. Look with me at Ephesians 4:22. Paul said that you put off concerning the former conversation, that former lifestyle, that drugging, that drinking, that running with the party crowd, shacking up, and all kind of sins. What are you talking about, shacking up, Pastor? Well, I think everybody here knows what I'm talking about. You know, you need a wife. The Bible says it's better to marry than burn. In other words, you're not talking about burning in hell. It's talking about burning your lust. But if you're burning your lust long enough, you will burn in hell. You need to put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. And that's what sanctification in this message is all about. You can have it if you'll do what God says. Put off the old man concerning the former lifestyle, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. I love this. This is where God spoke to me. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Wow. That is only in the Bible one time. In the spirit of your mind. And if put on the new man, which after God has created in righteousness and true holiness. That phrase, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that leaped off the pages of my Bible recently. I've read the New Testament over 55 times, and I don't know how many times I've read this text, but I sort of like to just meditate on the word and eat it up and digest it. But see, until you are renewed in the spirit of your mind and God's word gains mastery over your mind will be swayed by your feelings and by the circumstances of life. Until you get your mind out, you're not out. You can change your address, you can change your clothes, you can change your hairstyle, you can change anything you want to. But until you get out in your thinking, until you change it up here, and you use this to change it up here, hallelujah, you are not out yet. But by the same token, I can be out and not be out. Now think about that. I can be out and not be out. I can be out in my mind, even though my physical condition is still in a mess. And that's what happens when you're born again. You get a new spirit, but everything else is all messed up if you've been walking in sin for a season. I can be out in my mind, and even though my physical condition should still be in a mess, and that's why you need good Holy Ghost preaching. That's why you need the Word of God rightly divided. Because good Holy Ghost preaching can get your mind out before you get out. Let me say that again. Good Holy Ghost preaching can get your mind out before you get out. If I can get your mind out, it's just a matter of time until God brings it all out. Hallelujah. Somebody gonna praise God. Hallelujah. See, that's the power of the Word of God. If you get into this book, God will bring your mind out. And if your mind gets out, it's just a matter of time until you get out. It's just a matter of time until your body gets out. It's just a matter of time until your children get out. It's just a matter of time until your money gets out. It's just a matter of time until your health gets out. You got to get your mind out. And when you get your mind out, everything else is coming out with you. Why? Because goodness and mercy, they'll follow you. Woo, glory to God. They'll follow you everywhere you go. And God will be working his purpose and his plan in your life on your journey to the promised land. Now see, if the devil can control your thinking, then he's got you. That's why you got to stay in this book. Read it, read it, read it. Praise God. Read it again. I read it, and I read it, and I'm still reading it. And it's still changing my mind. It's still changing my lifestyle. It's still changing me everywhere I go. Memorize it. Meditate on it. And the Word of God will transform your life. It will sanctify you. The Bible says it's the washing of the water of the Word. You want to know what's happening right now? Some people can't take my preaching. Why? Because I'm like an agitator in that old washing machine. And I just twist you this way and twist you that way and twist you. And just wash you in the water of the Word of God until you're every whit whole. I need a washing. You need a washing. We all need a washing. Somebody go on and praise God. Hallelujah. There's power in the Word of God. There's power in your faith. And if you can believe and if you'll obey the Word of God, all things are possible to them that believe. Not just some things, but all things. Say all things. Hallelujah. See, God does not start his deliverance physically. He starts it with the Word of God being put into your spirit. And when you believe it in your spirit and confess it with your mouth, that's when you're coming out. Hallelujah. You got to mix faith with the Word of God and obedience in order to come out. Now, here's what I want you to see. The writer of Hebrews, he tells us about Israel when they were in the wilderness. And he said they had the Word in their brain, but they didn't mix faith with the Word. They didn't mix obedience either, because we know what happened. They died in the wilderness, except for those that were born in the wilderness. Look at Hebrews 4:2. I almost said Paul, so I go and say it. Paul, the writer of Hebrews. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Who is he talking about? Them. Them. Those that came out of Egypt. That's what he's talking about. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. In other words, they had the word in their brain, but they did not mix faith with it. See, Paul said, I want you to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, so when the battles of life come, you just think God's thoughts. That's what your brain has been reconditioned, hallelujah, by the word of faith. Faith is of the heart. And when God begins to do some things in your heart, you've got to mix faith with the word of God. That's why I love what the apostle Paul said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, what is the spirit of a man? What is the spirit of man? Let me show you where it is. Proverbs 27:20. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord searching the inward parts of the belly. So where's the spirit? Where's the heart? He's not talking about this physical heart. He's talking about the heart of man, the spirit of man, the belly. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. So the candle of the Lord, the spirit of man, it's the candle of the Lord searching, revealing, and showing the inward parts of what are in your spirit, man. And that's why you got to get the spirit of your mind renewed by the Word of God. Israel had the Word in their brain, but they didn't mix faith with it. And the Bible says it did not profit them. The word preached did not profit them. They went through that wilderness experience. They came out the other side with no profit. Now, I'm a businessman, and I'm not going to do business and not make a profit. I'm going to change something to where at the end of this venture that I'm going through, I've obtained some profit. And the same thing is true in the spirit world. Just as goes the natural, so goes the spirit. That's how the kingdom works. God gives us illustrations in the natural to show us how to win the battles in the spirit. So when I do business, I'm coming out with some profit. You better believe it. See, we're never supposed to go through a storm or trial or wilderness experience and come out without some profit. If you don't have anything left after the trying of your faith is over, you're doing business, but you're not making any profit. A trial ought to profit your praise life. A trial ought to profit your faith life. A trial ought to profit your dependence on the Word of God. Hallelujah. See, because Israel wouldn't believe, they died in the wilderness. 40 years of almost there. 40 years of having almost made it. 40 years of having not obtained. I don't want to die in any wilderness, and I don't want anybody that I preach to die in any wilderness. Paul said, it is the word of faith which we preach. And I want to preach faith so strong that it gets down into your spirit and then back up into your brain. And I want my brain renewed by the word of God. I want my life changed by the word of God. I want this church changed by the word of God. Because when we get there, praise God, we're walking in the perfect will of God. I want to come out of my wilderness experience loaded down with faith and loaded down with the blessings of God. That's a promised land that's awaiting for the children of God. And it is a land flowing with miracles, signs, and wonders, God's grace and God's mercy. Oh, hallelujah. All the promises of God for those who are in Christ Jesus there, yes. And when we say amen to it, it brings glory to God. If I had it, I wouldn't need faith. But when I say faith is my substance of things hoped for, now faith is the evidence of things I've not seen. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things that are seen, they're temporal. But the things that are not seen, what God is doing behind the scene and what he's doing in his word, they are eternal. And if you can get your brain out, praise God, the rest of your life will come out if you renew it by the precious word of God. Somebody, go and praise God. Faith says it's so when it's not so, so it can be so because God said it's so. You're supposed to profit from the trials that you go through because God wants you to enter the promised land and obtain by faith and obedience all his promises. You know, I thought about some people. They whine and they cry. And you've heard it. Oh, the devil's been riding my back all week. Oh, pray for me. The devil's riding my back. He doesn't belong on your back. He doesn't belong in your head. He doesn't belong in your finances. He doesn't belong in your body. Put him where he belongs. He belongs under your feet. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. You've got the sword of the spirit, the word of God. The Bible says that the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He cannot devour everybody. So he's got to find somebody that he does not know their position in Christ so he can gobble your life up. So he can kill, steal, and destroy. He's on a mission, and I'm on a mission, and I'm trying to get your mind renewed by the word of God, praise God, so you can come out loaded down with the blessings of God. Woo! Hasha! Kamoshe! Ramakoshata! Get full of God. Get sanctified holy. Get full of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will show you things to come. He'll teach you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. He'll empower you and give you authority in the name of Jesus to overcome every weapon that's formed against you. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's a good God. Israel did not mix faith with God's promises. But that was one good thing that came out of the whole situation. The Bible says the women got pregnant in the middle of that problem. Sometimes you can get pregnant right in the middle of a problem. Sometimes God just steps into the worst of situations to bring to birth something he wants to do. Sometimes you don't get pregnant until you're in your biggest problems. A whole generation, the Bible says, was birthed in the wilderness. And when they got birthed in the wilderness, Joshua said, now we're going in to obtain the promises. That's what I preach. We're going in, we're born again, to obtain all the promises. These babies were not born in a nursery. They were born in the wilderness. Some of the greatest miracles are not born in good circumstances. Most of the great miracles are not born in happy days. They are born in the wilderness. This group, this generation, was a group of orphans. They were desert babies. And their mothers and daddies had died in the wilderness. And God said, the people that I'm going to use are going to be people that depend on me. This is a whole generation, a new generation. We have opportunity to depend on God and to pray like we've never prayed and see God turn this thing around. Because God said, the people I'm going to use, they're going to be people that depend on me. Not some hotshot preacher on TV that's out there for money. There are people that preach for wrong reason. No, God says, I'm going to find me a group of people, some radical people with some radical faith that will believe my promises, and I'm going to use ordinary, everyday people to bring forth my glory. He'll have some leaders, but I'm going to tell you, the move is coming through the body of Christ just like God designed it. Hallelujah. God said, I'm going to find some people that will depend totally on me. See, the older generation, all they talked about was Egypt. And they would constantly talk about Egypt. That was their mindset. That's who they were. They got out of Egypt, but Egypt wasn't out of them. But all this new generation knew was, that was born in the wilderness, all they knew was the provision of God. Some of the greatest miracles take place in the wilderness. Do you remember when you got saved? I do. I was in the wilderness. The old song said, he brought me out, he brought me out. I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout. Shackles are broken, my sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah, he brought me out, he brought me out, he brought me out. You remember me out. I'm gonna sing it, I'm gonna shout. Shackles are broken, my sin stains are gone. Glory, hallelujah, he brought me out. Glory, hallelujah, he brought me out. Glory, hallelujah, he brought me out. See, all this new generation knew was that they were born in the wilderness, and all they knew were the provisions of God. That's all I know, is how good God has been to me. That's all I know, is how that nail-scarred hand touched me, and he transformed my life. That's all I know, is what he did for me, and what he's done for others, and how I can see his great power and his great glory transforming lives. See, this generation, all they knew was the provision of God. And they would stick their heads out the flap of the tent and say, Mama, Mama, the cloud's moving. We got to follow the cloud. Mama, the cloud's moving. God's moving. We got to follow God. We got to move with God. Oh, my Lord, I wish the church could get to that place. My Lord. Now, this generation had faith, but they did not have the morality of their father. Let me say that again. They had faith, but they did not have the morality of their fathers. In other words, this new generation, they were some fleshly people. But God said, even though you're wrestling with the flesh, they have faith. And God said, faith pleases me. Just keep coming to God. Just keep using your faith. If all the flesh hasn't been cut away, let God take the surgical tool of the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, and cut the flesh away. God said, they got flesh. But he said, they got faith too, and faith pleases me. See, but if you will believe God and mix faith with the Word, then you can get your brain out. Let me say that again. If you will believe God and mix faith with the Word, you can get your brain out. And if you can get your thinking out, it's just a matter of time until your flesh is sanctified. Hallelujah. Those people, they had come to the brink of their miracle. But before God would take them in, God says, I want to do some cutting. And what he let them get away with in their infancy, what he let them get away with in their adolescence, what he let them get away with in their past, God said, it's time for a change. And he said, take them to Gilgal and circumcise them and cut away that old flesh. Cut away that flesh. See, God expects you to deal with the flesh and those fleshly desires. And just before any of us cross over into what God has purposed for us, God is going to take out a sharp knife. It's called the Word of God. I call it the surgical tool of the Holy Ghost. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. And God says, get ready, because you've not seen anything like what I'm getting ready to do. God said, but you got to cut away some flesh. That's why I say I'm like an agitator. I just keep preaching the Word. Teresa tell me sometime, I used to go pray for the sick. She said, Jerry, you just wore them out with the Word of God. I said, I wore the devil out. I just take the Word of God and just keep speaking the Word of God. I take the Word out. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And God wants to do some great things for his people, but you're going to have to deal with the flesh, and you're going to have to change your mind, and you're going to have to change your ways, and you're going to have to obey God. And when you do, guess what? You're going to step into the promised land. You're right on the brink of your miracle, just like these people were. They were right on the brink of their miracle. God said, you ain't seen nothing yet. But before you can have all our purpose for you, God said, you're going to have to prepare your heart and your mind for it. God said, get a sharp knife out, because before you can go into what I've got for you, you got to get rid of some flesh. Now, the Lord carried me here. Joshua's assignment was to take them into the promised land. Moses' assignment was to bring them out. But Joshua, his assignment was to take them in. He was a man of war. He had a warrior spirit. Hallelujah. That's why God chose him. He needed somebody that would stand against the enemy. He wanted somebody with some spine that had a made-up mind. Hallelujah. That I'll stand like old Shama. They told Shama, said, Shama, he was in the middle of a bean patch and the enemies came. And he stood alone and defended. They said, Shama, it's just a hill of beans. He said, it might just be a hill of beans, but it's my hill of beans. See, God will give you some things, and it's up to you to take care of them and move into the next level with God. He stood alone and defeated the entire army, one man with God. What do you think you can do in your life? One man, one woman with God, standing on the Word of God, standing against the storms of life, believing God and mixing faith with His exceeding great and precious promises. Hallelujah. Look at Joshua 3:5. Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. Now, I want you to listen very carefully to this, because it might take you a long time to get this. Joshua said, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. In other words, he's saying, sanctify yourself today, so that God can do great miracles in your tomorrows. Sanctify yourself today. Get rid of some things. Cut some things loose, so God can do great miracles in your life tomorrow. See, you got to cut some people loose. Sometimes you got to cut the past loose. Sometimes it's the old attitude. Sometimes it's just the old habits. You got to cut that thing loose, or the devil will kill you with it. I promise you that. You cannot sup with the devil. You put your spoon into his plate, the next thing you know, he'll gnaw your arm off up to your elbow. Don't sup with the devil. Give no place to the devil. Resist him in the name of Jesus. Do the best you can and say, God, sanctify me. I'm still wrestling with this thing, God, but I believe you'll make me clean and holy. I'm going to church. I'm going to be washed in the water of the Word. I'm going to get involved in church. I'm changing my old lifestyle. I'm through with the clubs. I'm through with the liquor. I'm not snorting anymore. I'm not smoking anymore. I'm not running with the party crowd anymore. Have you ever been there? Sure you have. Most of you have. Some of you hadn't. But you were sinners and you had to come out of whatever you had to come out of. Somebody go and praise God. Hallelujah. Moses brought them out. God said, you thought that was your blessing when I brought you out. But in order to get ready for my next move in your life, you're going to have to cut some things loose from the past. God said, I'm your source, and you need to depend totally upon me. God said, it's time to do some cutting, because I want to take you into what I have purposed for your life. Now, Pastor Rick, if you'd come to the music, we had a great example of this Sanctification Wednesday night. One of our members told us something he was wrestling with. He asked the pastor and myself to pray about it, and we were praying about it. But this individual came to the altar seeking God and seeking their deliverance. And I heard him cry out, I'm clean! I'm clean! I knew what he'd been struggling with, but he had cut ties with that thing, and I knew it. And he said, I'm not going back there. He had made up his mind, and God sanctified him, and he cried, I'm clean! I'm clean! And when I looked at him, I saw the Spirit of God upon him. I reached out and laid my hand upon him. I said, receive the Holy Ghost. You were here. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues in Jesus' name. And instantly, God filled him with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. When you get the Holy Ghost into you, now you got omnipotence with God, but when you get the Holy Ghost in you, you can pray like you've never prayed. God will show you things. That's His assignment. Show you things to come. He'll take this book. He'll open it up to you, and He'll renew your mind with the Word of God. You'll read its pages, and something will leap off out. And you'll say, oh, I never saw that before. What is that? That's a rhema from God. God is telling you something that He wants to get to you specifically. This is the Logos, the eternal Word of God. But one word from God can change your life forever. And we were sitting in Sunday school, and I told Brother Ray, I said, I got a sermon somewhere on one word from God. And I start with 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, and I get to one word. I said, you know what the one word is? I said, Jesus said, come. That's the one word from God. Come. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's one of his favorite words. He says, come, you blessed of the Father. Inherit the promises given to you from the foundation of the world. God said, I want you to cut some flesh away. I want you to get sanctified holy, spirit, soul, and body, so I can do in your life what I have purposed for your life. God says, I want you to remember who you are. You're my child. I love you. And I want to take you into the promised land. God says, cut away the flesh. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Because the promised land, that is what I have promised and provided for your life. For all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, their yes. And the amen is spoken by us. Amen, I believe it, Father. Be it unto me according to your word. I love your word, Lord. God says, I have purposed all of this, and heaven too, for your life. Let us stand.
There is power in the name
of... I landed early. You don't have to leave. It's not even 11:54. I left this cut out a song so I could leave this altar open for anybody that has a need of any kind. If you're wrestling with something and you're dealing with it, bring it onto the altar. If you've never been born again, Jesus says, come. You're watching by live stream, Jesus says, come. If you got a need in your life, God said, I purpose to fulfill that need. God said, I am God declaring the end of the matter from the beginning. God's already declared your victory. Anybody else, you got sickness of any sort? You got a pain in your body? Anybody got a pain? You don't have a pain of some in you? Praise God. Tell me how you got there. I'm still working on that one. Hallelujah. Oh, all his promises. This altar is open. And I promise you, there is fire
break
on this altar.
Break every
God said, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. We prayed and we put fire on this altar. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Glory.
There is power.
You got a family member that needs a miracle? Come pray for that wayward child. I know you prayed before, but come pray again. He said, I honor those that are persistent in their prayers.
In the name of
God says, call upon me. I will answer you.
To break,
I will show
every
you
chain,
great and mighty things.
Break every chain.
I'll do a work that none other can do. I'm God, and I have miracles waiting for you.
There is power.
There's a promised land I purpose for your life. There's a journey into the promised land. God, let me know. You don't get it all the first time. You got to take step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here and a little there, until you step right into the glory. You're right on the brink of your miracle. Come get your miracle,
yes,
from God.
Power. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.